The madhouse will begin momentarily.
Game and scratch it all up.
You scratched my fucking game, goddammit. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. You know how much it cost?
PS2, man.
Yeah, you know what?
PS2, man. PS2, take the fucking dick out of your mouth.
$39.
PS2, you saying my cousin scratched your PS2 game? How the fuck is that possible when he's been over my fucking house?
He did it last night.
If you got shit to say, fucking come to my fucking house and stop calling me from fucking New York, you dumbass.
We are in New York, and you know what? We'll be down there in a second if you want us to be.
Yeah, you'll be down here in a second. Yeah.
Stop
calling. Why should I call your number? It tells me in there's fucking access code.
Hey, you cock. You know what? Listen here, you cock. That's my cell phone you're calling. You don't need to be putting in the access code in a cell phone. You don't want to do that, okay? No matter what.
Tell me to when I call it.
Well,
it don't go through.
Look, that wasn't supposed to come through, so I obviously didn't block my number right. I'm sorry. If you're getting the New York number, the one that starts with a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Look, I'm sorry, man. Look,
what
man.
What the fuck is it?
I'm sorry, man. Please don't tell my parents about this, okay?
Who the fuck is it?
This is me. I'm
who the fuck's me?
I'm a friend of you know, of Joey.
You're a friend of yeah, you know?
Yeah, my name's Ben.
Your name's Ben?
Yeah.
Really? Where do you live at, huh?
We're here in Wayne.
You live in Wayne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What part of Wayne?
The good part over there, you know, South Park.
The good part? Why don't you come to Bendix Street right now?
Come to do what with your dick now? What?
Come to Bendix Street right now, motherfucker. If you got balls, come down my fucking street right now.
Bendix Street?
Come down my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
That's right. Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
I know what I'm talking about because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I sat on the
you
car.
You called my cell phone because you wanted to do a trade on an amp. And my shit got broken, stolen out of my fucking car.
No, I don't know.
Fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
Well, if you from Wayne, come to fucking Bendix.
I'm innocent.
You innocent?
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
Eyes don't see nothing, sir.
Come down. All right, what street you on? I'll come to your fucking house.
Where do you live at? Bendix Street?
I live right off fucking Annapolis.
Annapolis?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
You say you're from Wayne and you don't know where fucking Annapolis is?
Oh, Annapolis. Yeah, I know where Annapolis is. You said Annapolis.
Where is Annapolis?
Over there by Wayne. Northeast, south, west of there. You know?
Northeast, south, west of there. Dude, you ain't even from fucking Wayne.
Yes, I am, man. Wayne till I die. Well, Wayne High School.
Wayne till you die?
Wayne till I die.
You sound like a Belleville faggot to me.
Belleville? How'd you know? You could tell my voice?
Yeah, you sound like a little fucking faggot.
So what happened to your car now?
My car? What the fuck you think happened? Why don't you come try to steal shit out of my car again so I fucking kill you?
I didn't do anything.
Hey, wait. Yeah, that's right. You're fucking scared to come back by.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
Right.
Look, how'd you know it was me? Look, you got my number now. I mean, please.
Yeah, I got your number when I call. It's fucking blocked.
Well, then what's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with me? You got a problem with your phone. That's all it is. I'm in New York. I'm on a payphone.
You ain't fucking New York.
I am.
Then why the fuck are you calling a cell phone?
I'm not calling. This is a cell phone.
Yeah, this is a fucking cell phone.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well,
how the fuck you know my cousin's name?
He's my boy.
So you from New York, and my cousin's your boy.
Word. Me and Joey, man. Me and Joey till I die.
See, you ain't even from fucking New York.
He's my BFF.
You ain't even from fucking New York.
Yes, I am.
You from New York.
What the hell you talking about, yo?
Yo?
You guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm at. I'm at fucking Wayne on Bendix Street.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking take Wayne.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucking mooly. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, nigger.
They got fucking
on my street. See if you keep talking shit.
What'd you say? What'd you say to me?
I said, fuck you, nigger.
Yeah,
calm down my fucking
street. Hey, look, motherfucker. Look, my mama black.
Your mama black? Well, good. Fuck you, nigger.
Fuck me, I'm not black, though.
Fuck you, nigger.
You're a son of a bitch. You're a son of a bitch.
Fucking nigger.
Kiss my ass, honky, crack ass, crack a
nigger,
motherfucker.
Yeah,
you
had to be a fucking honky.
Why, bitch?
I'm not a fucking street, so you can fuck the curb.
Why, bitch?
I mean, where you live? I'll be right over.
Bitch, what bitch? What bitch?
Exactly, you're a little bitch that talks on the phone.
You're a crack ass bitch. Where do you want to meet? Come on, where are you going to be at?
Where do you want to meet?
Pistols at Dawn.
You're from Wayne, right?
Pistols at Dawn, sir.
Did you say you're from Wayne?
I told you already, I'm Wayne, man. Wayne,
you're
Michigan.
Wayne.
Wayne.
Wayne, Michigan.
Wayne.
All right, what high school do you go to?
What's it got to do? What's it got to do with me?
What
do you want to know for?
Just tell me what high school you went to.
It's none of your business.
Because you ain't even from here.
Yes, I am.
There's one high school here. What the fuck's it called?
I don't need to tell you shit.
Because you ain't from here.
Look, I work at the county airport.
You work at the county airport?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There ain't no fucking county airport.
Yes, there is, man.
What's it called?
Wayne County Airport.
Wayne County Airport?
Yeah. You know, every day I take the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel to over the Ambassador Bridge, downriver, and over there at the airport.
Really? Well, you from Wayne. You know where Michigan Ave is?
Yeah.
You know where Wayne Road and Michigan Ave is?
No. Should I?
You know where Wayne Road and Michigan Ave is?
Hello? Sir?
Hello?
Sir? Sir?
What?
Sir?
What?
Hello, sir?
So. You from fucking Wayne?
Yes, I'm from Wayne.
Alright, well fucking, why don't you get in your little fucking car?
I don't have time for that right now.
Because you're fucking stupid.
I don't have time for that right now.
You don't got time for that right now.
No,
why?
No,
you fucking hear everybody's dick?
I'm
busy.
Busy.
Yeah, you know, me and you, we met back in Wheelfest.
Wheelfest?
Yeah, you know, Wheelfest.
And Wayne?
Yes.
When did we meet?
I think it was the last Wheelfest. Well, last year.
I didn't go to no Wheelfest last year.
Well, didn't your friend used to work at the Ford factory?
The plant factory?
Yeah, where they make the Expeditions.
He plays EverQuest.
Well, yeah, that's him, dude.
That's him. I just met that boy 2 days ago.
Well, he's talking some shit about you. He said that, you know, he said some shit. I don't know. I don't want to hurt your feelings or nothing, but.
That motherfucker's 39 years old, like he's gonna talk shit about me.
He talk mad shit about you, man.
No, you the one that's talking mad shit and you little bitch, cause
like,
you got it all twisted.
You got it all twisted.
I'm all pussies, dude. I'm fucking sitting outside right now waiting for you to fucking come down here.
I forgot how to get there.
You ain't never gonna figure out how to get here.
Yes, sir. You tell me now. Tell me now.
Hey, fool, you don't even know where fucking
Wayne
Road is.
Tell me now. Tell me now.
You don't even know where it is.
I command you to tell me now.
You go, Michigan, Dwayne Road.
Michigan, hang on, I'm writing it down. Michigan to Wayne Road?
Yeah,
okay,
Wayne Road.
Right, what else? Hurry up.
Then you head towards Annapolis.
Right.
And as soon as you get to Annapolis, you make a right. You take that all the way down to a dirt road. You make a left. And then you make a right on the first street. It's called fucking Bent Dick.
Bent Dick.
Yup.
Bent Dick. Just like that.
Yup.
You
no little bitch.
So wait, now... I'm trying to
little
figure
bitch,
out...
You're wasting my fucking time. Grow some balls, come down, come down. If not, shut the fuck up.
How do I get there from Cherry Hill Road?
Please enter your destination number now.
Turn my motherfucking headphones up. Are they up? Louder, even louder than this.
Quali. To the
bitches! This is Rick James. That's right, bitch, the real Rick James. Yes, Rick James, bitch. One of the baddest motherfuckers you've ever seen. And one of the best looking motherfuckers. One of the best singers. This is the mixtape, bitches. Sit back. Relax. And enjoy yourself, bitches. It's a celebration.
Step up front to my nigga Mos Def. Step up front to my man High Tech. Step up front to my nigga Cornbread. Step up front to my people Weak G. Step up front. Step up front. Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. It's a struggle, but it's a beautiful struggle. Yeah.
Hey, is it?
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A man house!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god?
Which one?
He thinks he's huge.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the law sees bad, they'll knock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans. That they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive. Somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Look, maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or
or some of those men in Washington.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you want, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are trying to speak in Spanish.
I know.
What the fuck you
speak,
want?
You speak English, I say.
You motherfucking.
You motherfucking.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You other bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
I'm so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up, put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
It's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map, and D12's back. Any nigga pop shit, get his ass smacked. What? I got two lesbians, full blown A. When he talks, you can get your ass
turned. Whoa. Ooh, sorry. Yeah. It's 4:32 p.m. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Don't you wish you were me right now at home. Anyway, hey everybody, you're listening to a daytime special Madhouse edition. It is the last day of January. That would make it January the 31st. 31 days has January. It's some rhyme like that. And February has 28, except for 129. I don't know, something, anyway. So yeah, it's January the 31st of 06, and it's 4:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you're listening to me, man, Carlito. And I'm here on the air on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, man. Anyway, seriously. yeah, I'm just here drinking a Sam Adams beer. I took it upon myself that I guess 4 o'clock is the earliest that I could drink alcohol. I am unemployed. I recently lost my job. I am in between jobs, which means I lost my job. A nice way of putting it. Yeah, I'm here playing Bob Marley, smoking myself a little Sutton and drinking myself a little Sutton, and we'll be taking your calls toll free. The toll free line is open if you'd like to call in. We'll be coming at you with live prank calls today. Or tonight, whatever you want to call it. We have entered the gray area. And, yeah, it's right after 4:20 p.m., so you know what that means when it comes to Carlito. And if you don't, then you should figure it out. You're probably either too young or too old to realize or even know what we're talking about. But, yeah, you want to call us in toll-free anywhere in the United States. No charge to you. Again, like I said, this is a toll-free call. I, myself, am paying out of this out of my own pocket with my unemployment money. So there you go. It's very gracious of me. 1-888-278-8509. Excuse me. Once again, you can call me here. It's not us tonight because I'm today rather because I'm by myself. No co-host is available. My co-host is a little tied up now, but he's listening and he'll be backing me up. I'm sure. But you want to reach us here toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. You can call just to say, hey, what's up? You can call to tell me that I suck. You can call to request a prank call. You can call to do a prank call. Plenty of things you can do, but you want to call that number. 888-278-8509. If you are lucky enough to be using any instant messaging software at this point, well, I'm pretty much on all of them. AOL Instant Messenger users, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. That's Madhouse Radio on AIM, AOL Instant Messenger.
If you're using Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio, Madhouse PCU Radio, and MSN Messenger, you want to hit us up at Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. Now, if you're at work or you're tied up or you don't want to hit me up on an instant message, you just want to submit a comment or a request if you have a prank call that you want me to do for you, whether it be someone there with you now at work or at home or a business that gave you some bad service or whatever, you can call us at 1-888-278-8509. Hang on real quick. We have a caller already. How unexpected.
You're on the air.
Hey, Carlita.
Yeah, who's this?
Turd Burglar.
Turd Burglar, what's up, man?
I had the day off today. It's so weird because I never get the day off during the week, and you just happen to do a show?
I just happen to do a show. Well, guess what? I have every day off now because I lost my job, so every once in a while, I'm thinking every Tuesday I might do a daytime show, you know what I mean? Tuesdays,
yeah, at least till you get another job.
Till, like, hopefully. Like, I love doing it, but then again, I like making money, too, on my own, you know what I mean? Not living off the government and whatnot. So cool, man. So you got the day off and you get to listen. That's cool. What else you got going on? You go fishing or you got anything planned or just slept in? I'm sure you slept in, right?
No, I get up every day at the same time. I got a puppy and I'm trying to keep her on a schedule.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good idea. You walk her in the morning?
I got this pit bull puppy and my girlfriend freaking painted her fingernails pink.
Pink. Ooh. Is it a female pit bull or is it a male pit bull?
Well, it's a female.
It's a female. But still, though, you don't paint a pit bull's fingers, though, now. Nails, I mean.
Well,
you don't paint a,
I was pretty pissed when she got the pink collar for her.
Oh, no.
But I let it slide, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she came over over the weekend, and I was taking a nap, and I woke up, and the dog had pink fingernails, so.
Well, that's ass. That, you shouldn't tolerate that. I don't know. That's your girl. You said you're not married to her, right? That's your girl?
Right.
Let me ask you, does she live with you?
No, but that's all changing here soon. She wants to move in.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, we moved into a place together here, and she left 2 days later to go out of town for 5 months. So I haven't really experienced it. But for the most part, we lived together anyway. She was always at my place for the last 5 or 6 months. So it was the same thing.
But y'all been dating for a long time?
Yeah. Well, just over a year. We've been a couple, an item, for over a year, and we've known each other since October of 2004, I would say.
Okay, same with us. We actually, our anniversary is supposed to be on Halloween, so.
Yeah, that's right. Well.
Pretty awesome. Hey, I wanted to let you know, I've done a whole shitload of prank calls, and they're all being edited right now.
Okay.
But, I wanted to let you know, man, anytime you feel like calling me, you've got this number, and then I think I added you on my MySpace, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know what? Sometimes my caller ID doesn't come through. You're coming up as incomplete. That means my phone service fucked up. So.
That's cool. Well,
try to get it to me.
Room?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room, yeah. If you get in there. Oh, the cops are going.
Yeah. Is that your house or my house?
That's my house.
Okay.
Five
minutes. I'm taking a dump, and I was thinking, oh, man, the cops are coming to get me.
No. If they're coming to get anybody, it's me. So, most definitely.
Well, I'm smoking, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we got to watch out.
That's all I do.
That's how I do, man. Wake and bake, baby.
Yeah. I think when you're a mortician, like, people kind of expect you to be a pothead or a druggie of some sort.
Really? I'd expect you to be, like, a guy with, like, clammy, pale skin, and you always wear a suit, I'm sure. You know, that's what I see a mortician as, and not a very big sense of humor. But yeah, I've heard you on the other shows, man. You sound nothing like what I would think a mortician would be. That's crazy.
Well, everybody pictures the old buzzard, you know, and people tell me I look like Billy Joe from Green Day.
Billy Joe, that's cool. Not bad. There you go.
I think my teeth are better than his.
Oh, good. Well, good teeth is good to have. Yeah.
Yeah. But never look a gift turd burglar in the mouth.
Yeah, never look a gift turd burglar in the mouth, man. So. That's so how's business treating you? A lot of deaths lately? I mean, business keeping up and everything?
It's actually, it's been slow. We don't have any body in the house, so when
really?
I say anybody, I mean anybody.
Anybody's. Gotcha.
Yeah, at the funeral home right now, that's how I ended up with the day off today, but when that happens, usually they get, you know, to slow down and then pick up and then slow down.
Right.
Just like anything else.
Gotcha. Yeah, well.
But yeah, I do the embalming and funeral directing and all that.
Yeah, well, it's been a slow flu season, too, I'm sure, this year, so that's probably
right.
Attributed to it also. I'm kidding.
Well, I live in a retirement community, so the majority of people are already on their way out.
Yeah, it's just a time thing then, right? Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they start stinking like BO bad enough, they usually die, and I have to wipe their ass.
Oh, that's great, man. The whole wiping ass thing would be horrible. So, do you get them to smile? Like, don't you normally get a picture, and they want you to make the face look as much like that as possible? Am I correct? Do you do that?
Usually, like when I go to pick them up, I embalm them right after I pick them up, so there's no like chance for a picture. But actually, I sew their mouth shut, and the way I sew it shut, it's called setting the features. And the way I sew it shut, it actually does make them not really smile like, you know, somebody told a joke, but it right. gives them like a non-frowning natural appearance.
Like a peaceful kind of blissful look, I see. All right.
Yeah, because I mean, you don't want to like, you know, so if your grandma dies, you don't want to see her in the casket and she looks like she just had, you know, a bitter beer or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, Jack Nicholson playing the Joker and Batman.
Yeah.
That kind of smile. That'd be something crazy. I awesome. Like that. I want to make that request when I die. Before I'm involved, I want to have my mouth in that position exactly for my funeral.
I could do that.
That'd be awesome, man. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Look into that, yeah. Bitter beer face.
Yeah,
that's
when
great.
People actually, when they meet me out here in the real world and all that, I usually don't tell them what I do, but when they find out, they never believe it, you know?
Do they, like, not want to shake your hands after that? Like, maybe you just mess around
no,
with them?
No, they just, they're usually real surprised that I do that because they expect me to be something else, like a salesman or something, just
right.
because, you know, I'm always making jokes and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, that's understandable. People like, hey, you threw me for a loop when I heard it, too. There was one more thing I was going to ask you. Yeah, do you actually do the makeup? Like, do you do the cosmetic? Did you take cosmetic classes, or do you got some lady there who does it for you?
Well, for the hair, my boss's wife actually does hair, and my girlfriend is a licensed cosmetologist for hair and nails.
Okay.
And sometimes they do it, but I actually did take a class in cosmetology.
Really? Okay. So
yeah,
you could...
They make you.
Wow. In a pinch, you could then, if you had to. All right.
Well,
cool.
I do the makeup sometimes, but
right.
my girlfriend will go up there and hang out with me, you know, and help
yeah.
sometimes.
Do you have fake arms that you can put next to the body in case, like, they lost their arm or something like that in the process of dying?
Believe it or not, in a case that they do lose an arm, usually they'll get like a fake hand.
A fake hand, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but we don't have them like in stock or anything.
Okay.
I also learned in school how to sculpt out of clay, and I can make like ears and eyes and mouth.
Oh, and that's
like
crazy.
That.
To replace, oh man. Well, I think it was that bad if it was someone that I knew, you know, like it was, heaven forbid, like a family member or something like that, I'd just stay, you know, close casket, but then people start
well,
saying,
sometimes,
oh. Yeah.
Sometimes, because I mean, really, you should always embalm a dead body because it's more for—it's not really as much for looks as it is preserving the body and ridding it of all bacteria and
yeah.
decomposition and all that. But
yeah.
Normally, you know, I'll tell the family that you know I can try, and if I think that it's viewable, then I'll let them view and make a decision after they view. But if they don't want to see it, you know, they don't want to see it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I usually try regardless. Just to, you know, get my skills better on fixing people's faces and all that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a trippy job, but it's I'm sure it pays
hey,
well. I would hope so.
Can we make a call, Carlito? Yeah, three-way.
Yeah, we can. I can do that.
Because right, I don't want to turn every time I call somebody's show into like mortician talk.
Yeah,
anything.
we're like dragging down here. I'm sorry about that. Okay, let's see
cool.
see what numbers I got. I got people asking. I got people asking where the chat room's at. I never got to that point. Well, yeah, we could do a prank. I don't know why.
The chat room people is www.kdkprankcalls.com/chat.
Yeah. /chat. kdkprankcalls.com/chat. And if,
KDK is in kill, death, kill.
Kill, death, exactly, right? I'm sure you'd like that one. That's the one I came up with.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I know Zolar uses it too, but I remember I said that once, and Zolar he thought it was a trip, so we do that now. Kill, death, kill, kdkprankcalls.com. It's on, and if you just go there, you can, you know, go to the top of the page, and you'll see the chat link is there also.
And you listeners that are listening, get us some numbers while you're searching the web.
Yeah, yeah.
Whitepages.com, yellowpages.com, friends, family.
If you get a chance, try to confirm it. If not, that's okay. Just confirm that someone's going to answer. Don't be like, get into a prank call with them and they pass it on. Just ask, is so-and-so there? And if they say yeah, and is it... Or just ask for a wrong name. Just ask if Susie there. And they say no, and then just go, okay, thank you. And hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, okay, sorry.
Don't prank them, and then give us the number.
Yeah, because then they'll be on guard. They'll probably just be like, stop calling. But anyway, Madhouse Radio is on AOL Instant Messenger. I got two people on there already for the first time messaging me. So welcome to PCU live shows and the Madhouse. And, send me your number, dude. Most Def and AOL. And Insane Jed, if you have a number you want to send, by all means, go ahead. Other than that, let me tell you what I got here, man. Do you want to call an individual or do you want to call a business?
I'm really good at businesses.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to do a business. I love businesses because you always have to be right and I always have to talk to you in a polite manner.
Exactly. So. That's right. All right, business-wise, let me see it. What I have here in the daytime. These are mostly, it doesn't matter. They're going to be there.
Let's call a funeral home.
Funeral home? Do I have a funeral? Let me do a search here for funeral. I'm looking at previously confirmed numbers by Lonesome Loser. Funeral home.
Well, I can get you one real quick, but I'd have to say the number over the air because I'm not anywhere near my laptop.
You're not anywhere
in the kitchen smoking a J.
I can actually mute you for like 10 seconds real quick. All right, hang on. I'll tell me when you're ready, and I'll put you on mute so no one will hear you, but I'll be able to hear you.
Give me another
10 seconds. Okay, no problem. In the meantime, I'll keep speaking. Yeah, send us your prank call ideas. Oh, yeah, if you want to email us if you're at work or at home, email us at madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's madhouseradio@gmail.com. Email with your comments, or if you have any information for a prank call, of course you want to send the number and the name we're going to ask for, city and state help out, as well as a street name. And a little background on the person to give me an idea of what kind of prank would you do. Where they work, what they do, how old they are, yada, yada, yada. Okay, Turd Burglar, you back with me yet? Or?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
This is a black funeral home.
Awesome. Okay, hang on. I'm going to push the music up here. And if I can hit the right key. All right, and you are on mute starting right now. Okay, I got it. So that's Duncan Funeral Home in Texas.
Yeah, we got a dead body, yo.
All right, okay. You gonna take this one?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Good deal. You got it. Okay, hang on, everybody. We're coming at you with a live prank call. This is Turd Burglar calling Duncan Funeral Home in Texas. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, folks.
Home. Yo, this is Duncan Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, y'all located in Livingston?
Yes, sir.
Alright, I got a question.
Okay.
I'm in Houston right now. I'm wondering, can y'all meet me?
Huh?
Are y'all busy today? Y'all got a funeral going on right now?
No, sir.
All right, I got a deceased for you, but you gotta come meet me. Y'all do that?
Okay, Chris.
Huh?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Okay.
What's up?
Okay, what you need us to do?
Huh, I need y'all to come meet me and take this guy off my hands. y'all got prices on that? I can meet you about halfway in Cleveland. But I ain't got gas money to get farther than that.
Okay, who is he?
Who is the guy?
Uh-huh.
Hell, I don't know. I call him Benjamin Franklin because he had $100 on him. But he don't have no ID. I got his wallet right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, my name is Benito Martinez, attorney at law. And the deceased is down here, and we have an issue. We need to know if you would be able to set a funeral as soon as possible, you know? Are you going to come bring it, or what's the story? Are you going to come get him, or do we have to take him down there ourselves?
Take him down where?
Take him down, you know, to the funeral home.
Okay, what funeral home are you talking about taking him to?
Duncan Joy. Funeral home. Duncan. According to his last will and statement, he wanted to be buried at Duncan Funeral Home in Livingston on MLK.
Okay, who's his next of kin?
Well, he had sexual relations with a Bertha Williams, who I guess is buried there, and he's requesting to be buried next to her. It was the only person that he had sexual relations with, according to the will and statement.
Sir, listen, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know all that information.
But that's what's in his will.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You give me your number, let me call you back.
Okay, look. I'll do that now, though. In 1940, in September 1942, I took this beautiful black woman named Bertha Williams.
Okay. Is your manager there?
This is the manager.
Where's the owner?
Let me speak to your manager.
You're talking to the manager, honey.
A female manager.
In Texas, right?
A female manager in Texas.
Okay, what about the law in Texas?
The law in Texas says you can't refuse us.
The law in Texas says I don't have to accept you.
But it says you can't refuse a body.
Oh, I can't?
That's why I got my attorney on the phone.
That's right.
Listen, I'll meet you halfway.
Okay. I need your attorney's name and phone number. I need some names and phone numbers.
Okay.
And I need some names of next of kin.
Okay, my name is Benito Martinez. And
okay.
The next of kin, she's buried. He had sexual relations with her. It says here, in 1942, I had sex with a black lady named Bertha Williams.
Can I have a phone number?
She climbed on top of me with her huge mass.
You seen that movie, Jungle Fever?
Let me ask you a question. I was down there for a burial for my friend Rufus, and I think my wallet came out of my shirt pocket. I had it there, and it fell into the casket because I can't find it. That's the only place I can think that it probably ended up. While we're doing all this, you think it's possible we could maybe, you know, bring it back up and see if it's in there, if it fell in there?
She hung up, Carlito.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Crazy woman. Hang on. Okay, I got you back now. That was interesting.
Okay.
All right.
You know who's listening to us right now?
Who's listening to us? Shaquille O'Neal.
No. Well, I heard Charles Barkley is, but who's listening to us right now is Moontar.
Who's listening? Moontar. Moontar.
Moontar, yeah.
Moontar. Who's Moontar? Moontar, Moontar.
That's the guy that Juke did the 61-minute phone calls with.
When was this?
Back to back.
When was it?
Probably about a month ago.
A month ago? I didn't catch that. Was it on Zolar Show or something like that?
I think somebody had gone off and given Juke their show, you know.
Oh, okay.
Tonight and
yeah. Yeah, he did
about
a
show 3 to 4 a.m.
He did a show like on Sunday, like until 4 or something. I listened up until 2:30, and I felt after Sean, me and Sean did a show, and then he came on afterwards with his brother. It was funny because
that fucker sure didn't call me.
I don't know. At one point, they started fighting each other or something. Like, I think Matt was beating up on Mark or something live on the air. It was really funny, but I was falling asleep in my chair. I had to go to bed.
So. KDK tried to get them to incest like a week ago.
Oh, no,
he didn't do it.
Oh, no, he did. Are you serious? Really?
KDK did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't. Okay. Personally, I'd like to see Little Evil Neo and Juke do it.
Little Evil Neo and Juke, they're kind of far away from each other. Pennsylvania and San Diego.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay, yeah, we can make it happen. We'll get into me halfway.
Things here.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Neo, though.
Want to call more businesses?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do another call. Hang on here. Let me see what we got.
Awesome.
Someone sent me a number for an embalmer or something like that.
Okay. Great.
Someone did, I think. Yeah. There's someone advertises an embalmer on Yellow Pages.
Oh, like he needs a job or something?
I don't know. On Yellow Pages, Speaks Family Legacy Chapels, but it's confirmed... advertises it as an embalmer or something like that. They're in Independence, Missouri. We can try that. Alright. Oh, alright, cool. You should take this one again, because you know more about this industry than I do, so you get the inside lingo.
So yeah, this guy, whoever answers, is in trouble because the funeral commission is calling him.
Good deal. Alright, he must have fucked up somewhere along the line. Alright, cool. Well, hang on, dude. And everybody else, keep listening. We'll be right back with another live prank call in just a second. Hang on, guys.
Hi, Christy. This is Steve from the Funeral Commission. Can I speak to your funeral director in charge, please?
Okay. Do you have something in regards to? I have a funeral director upstairs during a family view right now.
Okay. Well, is there someone available I can speak to? I can't really leave a message right now because it's rather important.
Okay. I can get you to the accounting department.
That's enough.
Okay. Hold on. Hello, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky. I have a question. My name is Steve, and I'm from the Funeral Commission. Your receptionist told me... I'm sorry?
Yes?
Your receptionist told me you were the one to speak to. We've got a real problem down here. It seems that you guys have not paid taxes in some time, and upon finding this, we started digging in. I don't know who your embalmer is. I don't know who's doing your embalming there, but his license expired 3 years ago. That's the main thing. The taxes, you know, the government deals with.
Okay, let me tell you something. This is Speaks Family Legacy Chapels.
Yes, ma'am. I know where I called.
Well, I've got licenses hanging on the wall. Now,
okay, well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are valid. We are the ones that issue the licenses, and I'm telling you now that his license has been expired for 3 years.
Who is he?
Your embalmer. Don't play games, ma'am. I don't have time for this.
No, I don't. My embalmer is a female. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to get things straight.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
Well, that would probably be Brad, and he is out of town. I mean, I'm not...
Well, you have to have a funeral director in charge. Is it you?
I'm not a funeral director, no.
Well, who is?
Assistant secretary of the company.
Okay, well, from what the lady that answered the phone told me, you guys have a viewing going on right now, right?
Well, I'm back in the office. Yeah, I think there is one this afternoon.
Okay, well, can I speak to the funeral director in charge? That's all I ask. I don't want to discuss these matters with somebody that's not even licensed. She told me you were the manager.
No, I'm an officer of the company.
Okay, well, put the manager on the phone.
Well, the manager is in Florida for this week. He won't be back.
Okay, well, who's in charge?
Tell me again who you are.
My name is Steve Watts.
Okay, wait just a minute. I'm writing this down.
Sure.
And you are with?
The Funeral Commission. Ma'am, I don't have time for games. Okay?
I'm not playing.
You guys could be
playing.
Shut down within weeks.
Are you with the state?
Yes. Now, what I've got in front of me right now is a case report dated December 15th, 2005, and it says right here that your embalmer embalmed this body and did not use embalming fluid. It says right here he used Sprite.
What's his name?
It's illegible. But like you said, it could be a girl's handwriting. But whoever it is signs their name in such a way that I can't tell who it was. But it says report that they used Sprite.
What was the deceased's name?
Jeffrey Williams. Now, ma'am, what I need to know
I've got three funeral homes, and I'm looking at all of the deceased, all of the contracts.
Okay, well, see, I'm calling your funeral home. Not two other funeral homes. I'm calling your funeral home. And the problem at hand is that your embalmer is not using formaldehyde. Okay, so I need to speak to someone in charge.
You can type
on a computer all day, and it's not going to solve this problem.
We did not have a service for Jeffrey Williams.
Well, that doesn't mean he wasn't a direct cremation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at all of the contracts, all of the families that we serve.
Okay, well, ma'am, that's not necessarily my concern right now, that you guys don't keep up on your paperwork. What my concern is, and bodies are being embalmed without formaldehyde, and this is a problem
not only for me, but for the state.
Yes, ma'am.
You say you're with the funeral commission. I just had a Missouri inspector here today.
Okay. Now, when they leave here, they inspect quite a few funeral homes. They actually stay in hotels in whatever cities and towns they go to, and they don't report back here for sometimes weeks at a time. So you're trying to dodge the bullet, and dodging the bullet isn't going to help.
No, I'm not dodging the bullets. We never had a deceased here by the name of Jeffrey Williams.
Well, ma'am, personally, if I was running the funeral home and my embalmer was using Sprite, then I would probably deny that deceased, too.
Everyone
deserves a respectful burial.
I'm going to give you a name. He's not here. He's at my other location here in Independence, Missouri.
Okay.
And you have us in Independence, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to call 816-373.
Well, hold on. Let me get a pen. See, when I asked you 10 minutes ago to speak to your supervisor, why couldn't we just
get through
this step?
I don't have a supervisor here.
Okay, well, now you're included, ma'am.
But, ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. My name is Huberto Dominguez, and we're on conference call. I'm on speakerphone. I must apologize, but I'm with the firm of Lillian Taylor, and we are representing the estate of the deceased. We have found out so horribly now that. Can you explain why? Exactly, Mr. Williams. Please, let's refer to him as Mr. Williams first of all. I believe everyone here in agreement is saying he should get.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. His mother said yes. Regardless, can you explain to us how it's possible that your embalmer used Sprite? Apparently, it's either Sprite or Sierra Mist. We're not so sure exactly what.
We did not have a Jeffrey Williams here.
Well, this must be.
Or any one of our three funeral homes.
Well, then I must. Now,
I'm trying to give you a number of Chuck Townsend.
Why don't you put?
You can call.
Do you have a man who's working there who's in charge? Or perhaps someone who's not a female who possibly doesn't understand how to listen to reason?
That's been my problem since the beginning.
I know.
I mean,
seriously.
You get somebody without something in between their legs, and they don't have anything in their ears.
Chuck Townsend is a male.
Well, let's talk to him then.
Okay. His number.
No. I don't have time for this. You need to get us on three-way immediately, because if not, remember, the inspector just left today. And we're following up, and his last stop before he leaves town is to get this report from us. So I don't know how seriously, how much you regard your job, but perhaps maybe you want to get us with, who's your funeral director who's upstairs or something like that? You have a funeral director upstairs doing a public a one-on-one viewing?
Let me put you on hold. Let me put you on hold and go find out.
Let's hurry up then. Move along. I suppose we're in a hole there.
Yeah, when these guys get this lawsuit, they're gonna ship bricks. Place is closing down.
I know. And we're coming down. I know you guys are coming down strong in the whole state.
Yeah.
Because we've had problems.
Yeah.
We have had problems. It's horrible. Horrible, this service.
I can't believe this.
I don't know why they buried him like they did.
Calm down, ma'am. Calm down. At least they didn't use Coca-Cola.
At least they didn't use no Fanta.
Yeah.
Or Big Red. I know.
Yeah.
His favorite was the orange.
I know. It's here in the will. He's supposed to be buried with a 2-liter of orange Fanta, and they didn't even do that either.
Nope.
Some kind of joke.
Oh, dear.
Okay, the funeral director that we have here is Mark Preston. He is with the family, and...
I don't know why they buried him like they did. Oh, Lord Jesus, baby,
ma'am,
Jesus, why?
Ma'am, please, miss. Take her outside, please.
I don't know why they done what they done to me. I ain't leaving, I said.
Do you see how upset she is?
I ain't leaving.
What? Ma'am, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Are you doing something?
I'm going to tell you that Mark Preston is funeral director. That's upstairs. He's with the family. And I can't disturb him right now.
So are you just going to leave us on speakerphone then, or...
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you off of the speakerphone now.
Well, everybody...
Well, if somebody's listening, then why don't they talk to us?
Okay, well, this is Christy that's listening, and she's the girl that answered the phone. To begin with, we did not have Jeffrey Williams in December, and we did not embalm with Sprite. And if you can't even tell me the name of the embalmer, I don't know how I can help you.
Ma'am, it's illegible. I already told you. I mean, you can make this into a bigger deal than it is, and you can involve yourself. But as of right now, it's between the owner of your funeral home and us.
The owner of the funeral home is in Florida right now and won't be back until Monday.
Well, what's his cell phone number?
Who?
The owner.
I'm really believing that this is almost a prank call.
Ma'am, would we prank call you about a serious matter like this?
Yeah, I think we would. I mean, I'm telling you, if you cannot read the embalmer's name, the two are...
Well, it's not typed on the typewriter. It's signed. It's a signature. And I can't even make out what is, or her, whoever signed it, I can't even make out their license number. That's why we're calling. to figure out who it is. And you're not offering us any information.
They obviously don't have any professionalism there. They don't understand how signatures work there. You can see the
they'll
type
understand
of people.
when they're filling out their new resumes. Yeah. They'll understand.
Something.
You're welcome to send us any sort of verification in the mail.
And you'll probably lose it.
Well, a fax would be kind of quicker, wouldn't it?
Okay, if you want to fax us something right now, we'll be glad to look at it.
Sure.
Okay, the fax number is 816.
Uh-huh.
252.
Okay.
97.
9751.
8.
9-7-5 I got it.
I'm going to repeat that.
Okay.
218.
Ma'am.
Huh?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Is Chrissy still in the room?
Yes.
Okay, Chrissy, are you there?
Yes.
Can I see your vagina? Hello?
They're gone. Hang on. Okay. Hang on, let me make sure that line's free. Okay, we're back. We're good. That was pretty good, man. Yeah, I think someone was counting that. How long was that call, man? That was a pretty long call. It was pretty good, though.
Moontar in the chat room says he was recording, and it was 11 minutes.
11 minutes long. Not bad. That's awesome. That was a good call.
That's about my average is probably about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that was pretty good, though. We even had the lady and the slamming of the doors and everything. I don't know how well that came off, but that was pretty funny.
No, it sounded really believable. Were you doing both voices?
Yeah, I was doing both voices. I'm here by myself.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Yeah, that's cool. I like these daytime pranks a lot better than nighttime ones, I'm sorry to say. But yeah. All right, man. All right, well, look at this. I need to take a quick break and grab something here. I'm going to let you go. I don't know. What time is it now? 5:11. Wow. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Yeah. If I stay on, I'm going to come on later tonight for the State of the Union address, actually. I'm going to be broadcasting that live, and I'm going to have commentary here with myself. Maybe a few other people might be on at the same time. So there's an alternative. Yeah. Just for an hour, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, if not shorter, and then K-Bone will take over at 10:15, I guess, with his live show tonight. So.
Which is equally good.
Exactly. So don't miss it tonight. You be there, and I'm sure I'll be there. So there it
okay,
is.
Here in Texas, it's 4:12, so I've got 8 minutes to kill.
8 minutes left. All right, man. Well, go pack yourself a bowl, whatever it is you do, and then you should be good to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. We'll enjoy. Here's to you. I'll join you at 5:20 then. All right, man. Later.
All right, Carly.
All right, peace,
later.
Man. Bye.
All right, cool. That was Turd Burglar, everybody. Turd Burglar, thank you for joining in. And, alright, quiet you. 13 minutes total, Moontar in the chat room is reporting. That was awesome. 13 minutes to that funeral home. Not bad. Not a bad start to the show. We're technically almost not an hour, and we're getting there, though. We're like 30-40 minutes into the show, and we've done pretty well. So, yeah. Let me go into the email bag here, which is at madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's madhouseradio@gmail.com. excuse me. We have a Canadian request here to a lady named Krista, and I guess they are playing, looks like they're probably playing some kind of online poker game here. And yeah, his idea is that I prank her about that, saying that she owes money. Well, that's awesome. That's Krista and her husband, Charles, in Canada. So, yeah, we'll probably get to that next here, but I do need to take about a 3-minute quick little break. I'm going to play a little bit of music here for you guys. I'll be back in about a minute, make that a minute or two. Just got to get up and grab another beer here for myself. And I got to make sure that the cats are okay. They're making weird noises. And I got to, anyway. A lot of talk about nothing. I'll be right back in just a moment, folks, and we're going to come back with that next prank call in just 1 second. Hang on. Thank you.
locations in the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
Off the side of the road with the elevator poles and your whip flash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the Gucci from coast to coast, let the man get Wilson.
Code now. Para mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1. You have 19 cents. Please enter your destination number now. Seconds.
Actual minutes may vary, so it depends on your card or code switch.
That's
doing there? May I speak with either Krista Wales or Charles Ford, please?
Speaking.
Is this Mr. Ford?
Yes, sir.
Well, good afternoon, sir. My name is Jack Valente, and I'm calling you from PokerStars.net, Collections Department. Apparently, someone there at your residence there has been playing online on our website quite a bit here at PokerStars.net. And we are owed a sum at this point of $239.25. And we'd like to know if you are able to go ahead and pay that soon, or there will be a suspension of your account.
Pardon me?
She has, either she or yourself, has lost several games totaling $239.25 in the last 10 minutes.
And, in the last 10 minutes, we haven't been playing in the last 10 minutes.
Well, if it goes up past $200, we quickly try to make a call to the number on file to make sure that you're aware. I actually got an update here. Another bet has been lost, $242.28.
Okay, you know what? We're not even online right now.
I think you're lying, ma'am. We have.
Excuse me.
We have your name. We have your.
Okay, and what
your
is the
everything.
Name? What is the address? What is the email?
We don't give that out. How do I know that you're not going to
use
exactly.
that? Exactly. How do I know? Because you know what? We're not even online right now.
You listen to
We've been
me.
Having dinner.
Pretty lady, who has dinner at this time of day? What are you,
okay.
a vampire?
Well, excuse me. It's
you're
5:30.
A bum. You people
it's
are bums.
It's 5:30. You know what, asshole?
Look, bitch.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney.
You know what? I can't owe you money that I don't have
ma'am,
in the tournament.
Ma'am, calm down. Bring it down a tone, because if not, I'm going to charge
you. You know what my bankroll rate is now is? It's 30.
I don't believe
it. I'm not going to tell you, but it's not 200 and some odd dollars.
I believe it. I don't believe it. I got to be honest with you. I don't believe it.
Okay, well, you know what? It's 5:30. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
I don't care.
Most people have their different. You know what?
I don't care.
Try
this,
and get it. Try
this,
and get it from me then.
This
okay?
is this
because
is America.
I have not been playing.
I think you're the, you probably.
Believe me, I lived in this. I lived in the States. You know what?
I bet you know what? I'm a smart person. You know how much I make? $45,000 a year. Hello. Hello, eh? Damn it.
What a bitch. Damn, that's a firecracker right there, man. Jeez. Well, that was that. That was what it is. That was a prank call to some lady who, yeah, she really flipped. So that goes out to Mr. Steve. Steve on email, thank you very much. There it is for you. We're trying to freak her out. I'll have to save that, maybe call her another time. That was pretty good. Yeah, if you want to call in the show, you can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509. You can call us toll-free, no charge to you. The numbers are gradually going down as people are leaving to go home from work, it looks like. We're down to we've lost a few listeners here, but we're also gaining some, too, so... I thank those of you who are at home or are still listening. Those on the West Coast, perhaps. Right now it's 5:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 2:21 p.m. on the West Coast. And we're going to come at you with another prank call in a second. If you want to send us some ideas, madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's madhouseradio@gmail.com. And a good welcome to all of you who are listening for the first time. This is the Madhouse Daytime Edition. We are normally on Thursday evenings at 9:30 p.m. Eastern or so. There's, for the most part, a live show every night of the week. So if you don't happen to catch us on a certain night, you can always try to get us again. Yeah, recorded prank calls all day and live shows and live prank calls all night. Hang on, guys.
Ow. You're in the madhouse, hello? Hello.
Well, that was someone calling in, but someone either thought I hung up on him or something when they heard that noise. Yeah, if you hear that doo-doo-doo noise... That it's not that you have the wrong number or disconnected number. It does that automatically to let you know that you're on the air. Let's try to take that caller again.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
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 Yes, good afternoon.
Who's this?
This is Carlito in the Madhouse. Who's this?
Awesome. This is Chris. All right,
what's up?
Okay. I need you to call Popeye.
Okay, is that the number? Okay, I think you sent me that number now. Is this also Pimp Slut,
yeah,
or is this someone else?
Yeah.
Pimp Slut? Okay. Hang on, let me add you right quick here. You're on AOL? What are you on? AOL, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add you there, so I have you on file. Now I know who you are. Okay, the Popeyes, this is Tampa, or St. Pete, or what is this?
It's Newport Richie.
Newport Richie, the NPR. Nice.
Yeah.
I hate Newport Richie. Okay. Anybody you know who's working or something like that, or should I just come call in and be surly?
Actually, I don't think you should mention any names.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. I won't. Trust me, it'll be anonymous. Don't worry, they won't even know you were here. Okay, good deal. All right, well, I'm going to call that right now. Just keep listening, man.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Popeye's coming next. Later, man. Peace. Bye.
I was Pimp Slut, everybody. Thank you. Okay. He's pointing out that he sent me a number here on AOL. You can do the same if you're an AOL Instant Messenger. Hit me up at Madhouse Radio. That's Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Popeyes in Newport Richie, Florida. Coming up right now. Be right back with that, folks. Hang on.
You have 158 minutes.
Thank you for calling Popeyes. This is Megan speaking. How may I help you?
Well, how are you doing? Are you having a blessed day today, Megan?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Are you a Christian? Megan?
No.
You're not a Christian?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, that's horrible. Anyway, look, we're here at the Episcopal Church here down on in Newport Richey here, the First Adventist.
Okay.
We have approximately 110 people who would love to have some of your delicious chicken.
Okay, let me get the measure for you so we can set this all up for you, okay?
Fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're an asshole. You know what? I think this whole thing's going to happen. I'm calling for you.
Good afternoon, Popeyes Renewal speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, sir. My name is Pastor Jameson, and I'm here down at Newport Richey at the First Adventist Church, and we'd like to see if you can get some catering down here. We got about over 25 people, I would say, who would love to have some of your fabulous chicken.
Okay. Well, now, that's good.
Now, here's the one thing. Now, these are African-American gentlemen, and they like to have their food spicy.
And they like to have their food spicy?
Yeah, so we need to make sure that you put some extra of that kick in that Cajun, you know, that make you just want to lick your fingers. I just want to. So.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Now tell me about your size. What is your, that rice shit? You got the rice and beans stuff? What's that now?
The who?
The rice and beans?
Yeah.
And
we have.
How do you make it?
Well, you have rice, and then you have the meat that go in it.
Oh, that's good.
And then you have onions that go in it, too.
Oh, you got onions in that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can just taste it right now.
Yeah. I think it'll be pretty good for you.
I want some onions.
Yeah, what do you think?
The devil wants me to have onions.
The devil wants you to have onions?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, you know what? If the devil wants you to have onions, I don't think you better have onions.
All right, maybe I should just stick to the chicken then, huh?
I don't know. How much chicken would you like? About 100 pieces of chicken?
Well, that's only like 5 pieces each. And these people, they like to eat, man.
They can really eat?
Yeah, they're black. You know, black people eat, you know?
Black people?
Black people.
Oh, okay. So the black people eat a lot of chicken?
Are you black?
Am I black?
Yes.
No, I'm not black.
Can you please let me talk to someone who's not black?
Could talk to someone that's not black?
Or is a Christian?
I'm both. I'm not black and I'm a Christian.
You're a black Christian.
Well, no, I'm black and I'm a Christian.
You're black?
I'm not black.
So what are you then?
I am an American.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm not bullskating you.
Bullskate?
Yeah, I don't curse.
No,
Brian.
No, no, it's bullshit. Come on now.
I know, I don't curse.
Go to hell. Say go to hell.
Huh?
Say go to hell.
Say go to hell.
Oh, you said you cursed, yo.
No,
yo, what
that's
the
not
fuck?
Cursing.
Yo, what the fuck, yo? You cursed, yo. Yo, you fucked up. You're going to hell, man. You heard that, see? You just cursed, yo.
I
yo,
never cursed.
Yo, what the fuck, man? Why are you so dirty, yo? Yo, why
okay,
want your chicken for? You talking dirty in the chicken, yo.
So, out of curiosity,
yes.
What happened to the church?
The
so
church?
You're cursing and everything, too. What happened to the church?
We outside the church now.
Oh, so that you can curse on the outside.
Yeah. That's how Episcopalians do. What, are you Baptist or something? What are you, Catholic? What are you?
I'm non-denomination.
You said you're Christian. You're lying. You're going to hell now.
How?
Because Jesus is going to send you to hell.
Why?
Because you lied. You said you were Baptist at the beginning of the call.
I never said that.
Well, we're on the radio, so everybody's hearing this right now.
Oh, we are?
And they heard you. They heard you curse.
They heard me curse?
Yeah, so it's on. We got proof. We're going to send it.
Who did you call?
We called Popeyes in Newport Richey.
Where is Popeyes?
In Newport Richey, Florida.
What part? What's the address?
I don't know. 727 is your area code. I'm not going to
go
to. I can't. You remember that you're on the air. I can't kind of give out your information like that.
Why are you kidding?
Because someone could go down there saying, you know, yo, what the fuck, yo? I'm sorry. But you wouldn't say that, though.
No, I don't think so. But we have 520, you know, Little Road.
520 Little Road?
Yeah. And 520. Yeah. Well, it's actually 5220.
Uh-huh.
Little Road.
Little Road. All right.
Yeah.
In Newport Richey.
Yeah, so I gave a shout out.
All
Everybody
right.
need to come and get some chicken.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you coming to get some chicken?
Well, you know, I got a Maryland fried chicken next to me that I was thinking.
You got a who?
Maryland, you know Maryland fried chicken?
Maryland fried chicken?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Well,
can't be nothing like Popeyes.
There's one here in Orlando. I don't like Popeyes that much. You guys?
Why?
No, I don't know.
Get out of here.
You're better than KFC, but you're no Publix. That's what I say.
Well, think about this.
You got to admit, Publix is better than your chicken, man.
I doubt that very seriously.
No, the Publix.
Yeah.
Don't make me go down there with an 8-piece of Publix fried chicken and prove
it. Tell you what. Let's do a poll.
All
Why
right.
don't you take on, since you're on the radio,
yeah.
take a survey.
Yeah.
How many people like you, Popeyes versus Publix?
Well, we're nationwide, so a lot of
it
most
people. It
don't make
no difference. You can do it nationwide.
Hey, there's no Publix nationwide. They're only in Florida, man.
Well, see, there you go. You're missing that.
Yeah,
so it's all about Popeyes.
Well, anyway, I'm going to have to come down there tomorrow and let you taste Publix chicken. And I want you to say to me that that's better.
You must be out your mind. Get out of here.
Publix is the best. In Florida, you can't get the best. Anyway,
you
got to
remember, man, Popeyes is like an addiction. It's like crack cocaine. You got to have it.
Yeah, well, I heard they put something in that. You ever have church's
chicken? Nah, we don't put nothing in our chicken.
Yeah, you know, church's chicken, I heard, is better than yours, too.
Oh, you do? You like churches better?
Yeah, that's better, too.
Get out of here, for real?
Now, you guys are better than KFC, for sure, but you know Publix, and you definitely know churches.
Oh, well, that's cool, because guess what?
What?
On, as far as Popeyes?
Yeah.
We're owned by the same people.
Right. Oh, really? But, yo, you got that dry stuff. It's dry. Your chicken's dry, man. Dry. Now what?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What? Who is that?
Who is what?
The person in the background talking over there.
What do you mean?
Who are you talking to back there crying in the microphone? Who are you talking to?
Oh, no.
Why are you dissing me, yo?
Nah, man. I wouldn't diss you like that, man. I think you're a pretty interesting person.
Yeah, but you're tracing my call. I got to go.
Get out of here. How am I trace your car, man?
You got
what do you think? What, the FBI or something?
No, you got the chicken machine.
The chicken machine?
Yeah, you got the chicken industry is powerful, man.
Oh.
Yo, so I heard you guys in Popeyes and churches, I heard you got these factories where you got these chickens with tubes in them and they don't have any beaks and stuff.
Oh, you got the wrong ones. That's KFC. You didn't know that?
No, but they said it was Popeyes, not them.
Nah, they inject their chicken.
They don't. Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
I'm serious, man. They inject their chicken.
So how you make the Cajun chicken? How do you make that, man?
How do we make it?
Yeah, the spicy one. Do you add the spice right there? Does it come
but
already?
But you got to remember this. If what? I did it, man, I have to kill you.
Oh, no.
Because
I'm just,
that's a secret, man. You don't supposed to know that.
I don't need this recipe. I just need to know how you... Do you season it there before you fry it? Or do you, like... Does it come already separate, spicy chicken and regular?
Nah. We hands-on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do it right there. You add the spiciness?
Well, the employees do.
Yo, so let me. Can I? If I gave you some money, could you think you could give me some of the Cajun spice?
You know what? I couldn't do nothing like that. That's against my moral principle.
Well, be honest though. You take some of that home sometimes and put it on your food. Right?
Nah, man.
Yeah, you do.
How can I take something that's already mine?
I don't know. No, but you take it home to put on like your rice and beans and stuff.
I got my own special seasoning, brother.
What's that?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Is it animal semen?
Nah, not even that, man.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. Yeah.
You get that Crystal hot sauce, right?
Nah, I don't even deal like that. I don't like hot sauce.
You go to Publix and buy their chickens while you do. All right, look, I got to go.
Nah.
All right, well, you take
care.
Hey,
you know what? Hey, yeah, it's been fun, and guess what?
Yeah, what?
If you ever over here,
yeah.
Call us, man.
We'll see.
Hey, when are you going to call us again?
I don't know. Maybe.
Who is this anyhow?
Well, my name is Carlito. I'm doing a radio show in Orlando, and it's broadcasting all over the nation right now.
Well, why you don't send no tickets or nothing, man? You gonna call here and wanna play, but you don't send no tickets. Right, Carlos?
I don't have no tickets. And
you ain't got nothing.
Nah, but hey.
You know what, though, Carlos? I tell you what.
What?
You ever heard of Mr. Click?
Mr. Click? No. Is that a? Oh, motherfucker, bitch.
asshole ordered her to click. Make me look bad on my own show, son of a bitch. That was long and drawn out. I don't know. I haven't even looked at the chat room to see what people said about that. I got off on a fucked up tangent doing that. This guy sounds like Milk equals Cheel Jackson. I don't know. Yeah, Turdburger said I had done 4 accents. That's right. I did a lot of accents there. Anyway, yeah, speaking of chat rooms, if you're not there, you want to meet us over at kdkprankcalls.com. That's KDK as in kill, death, kill, kdkprankcalls.com. That's the homepage for PCU Radio, the station you're listening to us right now. And you can download hosted pranks there. You can download soundboards from there. And you can join the chat room, which is free, using our Java client. Or you can also use an IRC program such as Merc. We're at irc.lazy-net.de. Okay, so that's that. The sister site for kdkprankcalls.com is now fartsteam.com. That's fartsteam.com. And you can reach the Madhouse homepage at madhouselive.com. That's madhouselive.com. Okay. So that one went out for Pimp Slut. That's the Popeyes in Newport Rich. I don't know if Homeboy works there or knows someone who works there, but whatever. Whatever you say, man. We got the female Jewish rabbi. I've spoken to her before. Marilee Gordon, I think I have. I don't know. She's cool. We could talk to her. We have a Hooters in Topeka, Kansas, and we have a Hooters in Wichita, Kansas. You know, I've never been to a Hooters. I gotta check that out one day. That was loud. So, yeah. A little music here for you guys. Yeah, I gotta check out a Hooters. I've never been to one of those. And wings sounds good right about now. I don't know what I'm gonna make for dinner. What time is it now? It's 5:37. You want to reach us toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. You can call in. And the email for the show is madhouseradio@gmail.com. madhouseradio@gmail.com. Let me see if I can find a number here that I can call. Yeah, we got some numbers here from Madman, who runs the server that we're chatting on. Probably be calling one of those next. I really don't have anything else for the time being. Let me go one more place here. See what I have in the archives. Let's take a look at last week's numbers. Yeah, this is all from Lonesome Loser, who's a regular here at PCU and in our chat room. He's a very, very consummate gentleman who loves confirming numbers for us. I wonder what time it is over in jolly old England. I think it's 11 o'clock right now. Or 12. It's 11 p.m. or 12 p.m. right now. There is a Middle East Bakeries. Oh, that's in Australia. It's probably super late over there right now. Let me try to find some numbers here in England that I can call. Because I haven't done an international call all night. Let me look up London here. London. Okay. Right in front of me the whole time. We've got the Manor Hotel and Restaurant in London. The City's Boutique. Crown Plaza. We got Mr. Peeps Adult Superstores. That's cool. Doom, 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 doom. Got a gentleman by the name of A. Scott Cumming. We got a Novotel London and XL Hotel in East Porter, England. That's interesting. Okay. The Abbey Hotel. I got a bunch of stuff here I can do, actually. Let's call one of these hotels in London, then. Let's get a little international on your ass. Again, if you want to reach us, AOL Instant Messenger, that's Madhouse Radio. And you can call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. Here's a little bit of Fastball The Way. We'll be right back after this.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
I can call for 1 cent left, 39 seconds.
Thanks for choosing Hooters and Park.
Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Ask you a question. Why? How is it possible that I go down there and one of your women spread her jigglies all over my potato salad?
I had 39 seconds to do something. That's all I could think of. I figured, why waste the 39 cents? So yeah, I couldn't call Britain because 1 cent buys me like 0 minutes to Britain, and I don't have another international card right now. So I'm going to call something here in the States. I've got a number here from Fix on AOL Instant Messenger, where you can reach us at Madhouse Radio. Fix is asking me to call Matt, who just graduated from school, plays World of Warcraft and Battlefield 2 all the time, and has zits all over his face, and he lives in Texas, and he drives a Civic. Oh my fucking god.
You're on the air.
Man?
Man, what's up?
Don't be dissing old, Popeye's Chicken, man.
Popeye's, it's better than KFC, but I'm telling you, it's no Church's Chicken or anything else like that. It's
what's Publix, anyway? I've never had that.
Publix is a grocery store here in Florida that makes really awesome fried chicken and really good subs, better than Subway, even.
Huh.
Yeah.
We need one up here in Tennessee.
Yeah, full fuck. I mean, what do you have there in Tennessee? Do you have Winn-Dixie's up there in Tennessee or something?
Winn-Dixie's?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Winn-Dixie's, we have Piggly Wiggly's, of course.
Piggly Wiggly's out of business here. Okay.
It's rocking up here. It's,
wow.
That's like the big source of everything right now. Piggly Wiggly's around here is better than anything else.
What happened to Food Lion? They went out of business up there?
I've never been to the Food Lion, or there's not a Food Lion over here where I live. Anyway.
I thought they were out of Tennessee. Maybe not. Maybe South Carolina. They're out of somewhere.
Maybe more eastern, more the more touristy area, which is East Tennessee, which is over there by the Smoky Mountains, where Dollywood and Gatlinburg and all of that is.
Gatlinburg.
That's where Tennessee makes their money. You don't make it here.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, yeah, so, yeah.
What's going on, Carlito? How is the con going on? This is Tuck, by the way.
Yeah, I know it's Tuck. Yeah, I got you. I figured by your last name here, which I won't give out, but I figured it was Tuck.
Yeah. It's really not much of a secret.
I know.
Even have it listed in the chat room.
Yeah, no problem. Well, hey, yeah, the convention went good. Sean had a great time, and I gave out a ton of flyers for PCU with the show schedule and Madhouse, and it's got your logo on there, the Che Guevara one that was on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to scan it tonight. You know what? I'm going to scan that tonight. I'll email you a JPEG of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, show me what you ended up doing.
Yeah, I'll show you. Yeah, it was a last-minute thing. Yeah, I spent money, a lot of money at Kinko's printing up. But I have, like, around 300 of them left, and I'm going to give out at this even bigger convention that we get the end of February. So,
oh, who's going to be the big headliner for that one?
I haven't looked into it. I'm trying to think. They pull people from comic books and from movies and from sci-fi and from Star Trek and Star Wars. I wouldn't know. That's the mega convention in Orlando. MegaCon.
Do they have Roger Corman or something like that for the one you just did?
I'm not sure. Who was in the last one? I'm trying to think. I know Sid Haig was there. He's the guy that KDK has called in the past. There was George Romero was there.
Oh, okay.
They had some guy from Lost. They had Robert Englund. I guess that he's Freddy. And they had like two of the Jason Voorheeses or whatever, the Jason from I don't know much about horror movies, so I couldn't tell you. Jason, that was the guy with the mask. That was Nightmare. No, that was fuck. How do I not know this right now? I always blank out.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not much of a horror, but although I'm doing a horror series for podcasting, part of what I do non PC or comic book related for.
Right.
A podcast network that does O-Town Radio.
Yeah.
And right now I'm working on a horror series, which is sort of like playing like O-Town Radio horror, like Inner Sanctum and Suspense and things like that.
Yeah, the older ones, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah, it actually influenced a lot of what you're seeing now.
Uh-huh.
And we're basically doing, the show itself is going to be sort of a Mystery Science Theater sort of approach to it as we present those shows within the show itself.
They could have like comments in the middle of it and stuff like that. Is that...
More like just characters on the beginning and the end.
Okay, I gotcha.
And we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna completely rip it off.
Yeah,
that's silly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, why would you want to do that? No, I'll be doing that tonight to the president though.
Hey, that'll be great. I'm calling for that. That'd be fun.
There you go. I'm trying to see these guests. They got a bunch of Star Trek people here. Like actors in Star Trek, Babylon 5, Angel Charm, God, Buffy, the guy who did Tales, who was the Crypt Keeper in Tales of the Crypt's going to be there.
The guy who did like the puppet.
Yeah,
I don't even know his name.
Yeah, Billy West from Futurama and Ren and Stimpy's going to be there. Mike,
okay.
Yeah, that's cool. A bunch of comic book people, Harry Potter people.
Yeah, a bunch of comic book people. I saw the list from the other one, and I recognized some big names that were in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Space Ghost is going to be there. George Lowe. He's cool, actually. I've met him before. Yeah, I met him the last time I went to one of these. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's cool.
Nice.
Kathy St. George. Kathy St. George, she was right. She was across from us. Like, there were all these, like, playmates and stuff that had their own little booths, and they were, like, right by where me and Sean Ward were at.
Oh,
and we got to watch them the whole convention. It was really cool.
I had Fun Girl next to me at a... convention in Nashville once.
Right.
And she's part of Tarama and Chroma, the Harvey Kaufman, the B-movie horror.
Okay.
The trashy horror movies that he puts out.
Okay.
And I've had female wrestlers buy me and things before.
Okay.
Convention is a strange beast.
Really?
Lets me... You know for a fact.
Okay. Yeah.
So, how did Sean go over in the end?
He had a great time. It went over well. He sold quite a few of his products. He didn't sell out, but he sold a lot. He met a lot of people. It was a good time. He kind of wished that he would have come for the second one, because that's the really big one at this really big, nice convention center. This one, they kind of held it out in the fairgrounds. It was indoor, but it was at the fairgrounds, so it was a little more like localized, you know, for local people, but they still got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of visitors. But yeah, the one in like 3 or 4 weeks is even bigger. So yeah, I'm definitely
get back into that. Yeah, I need to get back into that. I need to get back into publishing something new again. I haven't done anything in a while because I've been sort of out of sorts with everything else.
Yeah. Well,
I've had things and they've crashed and burned and I never got to the printing stage.
Yeah.
And,
that's cool.
And, I need to get with Sean and see how he gets his things printed up and get something.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing I might do here, I made some contacts during this whole thing, and I might be able to get in on either under press credentials or I might be able to be considered a published artist if I were to make a CD of my show. or for doing the show, I could actually come in as press. So I could get into these conventions for free and might even get a table. And all I do with it is push, like, PCU. I just have an actual PCU booth here.
PCU booth?
Yeah, and
February gone.
Yeah, exactly. And these are our target audiences.
Banner.
Yeah.
PCU on it.
Big, exactly.
Make, like, the college letter banner with a big PCU on it. And they go, PCU, what's that? And
exactly.
Go, oh.
And I'd offer to sell KDK. I'd sell his CDs for him there and everything.
CDs?
Yeah. I could make one of my... I'm sure I have enough content now. I can make a semi-decent prank call CD. And try to get it pressed and stuff like that.
You
if I
help
have
work, you know me, email.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I gotta find a cheap cheap avenue to press it. But anyway, we got other things we gotta work on too.
Yeah,
we gotta get an
let
audition
me know about
CD
that too, because I'd be interested in something like that on of my own.
Yeah, we gotta get that going. No, most definitely.
We need to get off our asses and actually do shit.
Yeah. I've been behind. It's because Sean was down here. But yeah, this week is gonna be the week. Watch, we'll work on that shit. We're gonna get some daytime pranks in and during the week that I'll record and stuff. Yeah,
I like these 420 shows that I'm doing.
I might do it tomorrow too, as a matter of fact.
I'm dubbing it 420 shows.
420 shows, cool. I think we'll call it that too. We'll call it Madhouse 420.
420 shows, I like that.
Yeah, we'll do something. We'll work a name for it. 420 something, or the Madhouse 420, or Madhouse at 420. There we go. Awesome. If I can start on time, for sure. There we go. Good idea, Tuck. Good idea.
Yeah, I'll make some more flyers and stickers for you, too.
Yeah, truth. Yeah, see, then we'll have... See, if I get that in time for the next convention, then, we'll definitely got to do that. All right, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to head
I'm going to let you go when you do your fun over there with the telephonograph.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I will chit-chat with you some other time.
Gotcha, man. We'll talk soon. Later, man.
All right.
All right, Tuck. Bye. All right, that's Tuck, everybody. All right. Let's try to see if I can get in one more prank call before I call it an afternoon. Because I'm going to head off and do some errands, get some shopping to do, got some cooking to do. And then I will hopefully be back at 9 o'clock to try to make fun of the president. I'm going to try to do a simulcast of the State of the Union address. I don't know what... Unless KDK might not like that. So we'll see what happens. If he says no, if he gets on and he doesn't like the idea of it, then I'll get off. But if not, then I'll do it. We'll see what happens. Now, nobody has sent me the number for Saul Islander. that's cool. Madman says he sent me a vibrator number. St. Louis Vibrator Products in Missouri. There's another one. Cool. Yen's Chinese American Taxi Dispatch. Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Okay, who's this? We got a guy named Bob, who's an auto mechanic who doesn't finish jobs, doesn't call you back when he's supposed to. That sounds interesting. I'm going to give him a call, as a matter of fact. So, hang on, folks. Let me get Bob the mechanic here on the line. We'll be right back in a second with another live prank call. Just one moment.
Continually get high instead of run around like one bird down. It's a new day, gotta do it big just to get by. Show no respect, can't live that way. You hold my check, can't live that way. Without my chick on deck, can't live that way. They say what they like, but I've been that way. My moves calculated through the lens. Almost here, success will be the best revenge. Man, Clint East to Kanye West. The sun can't chill, but every day it sets.
You have 143 minutes.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Bob, please?
This is.
Bob, how you doing? I'm with Raul Gomez and Associates. We are an attorney firm, and apparently you have a vehicle there for my client, and you haven't fixed it.
correctly. He hasn't gotten it back, and we're calling a complaint. Bob.
Very good.
Bob. 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 Bobby.
What?
Bob, what do you have to say about yourself?
Nothing.
Well, hang on, I'm gonna... Yo! Yo, man, what's up, yo? Yo, when the fuck am I gonna get my car, yo?
I don't have your car.
Yo, you suck, Bob. You suck, man. You fucking suck, yo. Yo, let me... Can I ask you a question, man?
What?
Yo, why do you suck so much, man?
Whoa, sorry guys. That was Bob. I totally fucked that up. The 888 is down. The 888 should not be down. The 888 was busy, the dead. 888-278-8509, motherfucker. That's 1-888-278-8509. So try it now. And it probably won't be busy because I was on the phone when you tried to call. The dead. The dead, a PCU regular here in the evenings and even during the day. Erlander. Our good friend Erlander, Saul Erlander to be exact, who is, I guess, is the grandfather? Someone correct me. Tell me real quick in the chat room who Prankmaster is. Saul Erlander is. Is that his uncle or his grandfather? I'm not sure. Or his father or what exactly? Let me know so I can call this guy like everybody else has been doing. He claims. Okay. The grandmother is Saul Erlander. Whatever. Okay, we'll figure it out. Looking to see what numbers I have here available to call. See if I can do one or two more before I head out. Jens Chinese, American Taxi Dispatch. Okay. Let's try American Taxi Dispatch, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Hang on, we'll be right back with another prank call. Live one, that is. In just a moment.
I bet you'll like it. Yeah. Chris Fidel is a hell of a flavor for me. With strawberry, two cherries, and whipped cream. The best dreams are the wet dreams. And the rest is just a flick without a sex scene. Orally, I speak the truth. Cause the blacker the bitter, the sweeter the juice. Cause Florida oranges and Georgia peaches. When they nice and ripe, they the best for eating. All Southern boys be craving for slice of pie after they main course. So if you game for it, I came for it. I got a thing for you that I can't ignore.
Thank you for calling American Taxi Dispatch Incorporated. Your call may be monitored for quality control. To use our automated call taking system, press 1. To speak to an operator, press 0 now.
Gracias por llamar a American Taxi. Para usar nuestro sistema de llamadas automáticas,
while your call is transferred to our operator.
To find out if your community has a
Well,
I'm doing horribly, actually, if I must be honest. Is that okay?
What's wrong, sir?
Well, hopefully there's no type of problem here. I was driving down my vehicle, and as a matter of fact, I was cut off very rudely by one of your taxis on I-90.
Uh-huh.
The gentleman was either eating at the wheel or on his cell phone. He's swerving all over the place. He almost hit me. And then I actually came out of the vehicle, and just because I got out and yelled at him and punched the window, he gave me the finger and drove off. It's not like I actually damaged the vehicle. I mean, what is the big deal?
No, it's fine. He has no right to be driving like that.
Well,
so he deserved it.
Well, here's the problem. I asked him.
You know the cab number?
Yeah.
What's the cab number?
1-8-2-5-7-3-4-9-2.
No, they're three-digit numbers.
2-8-3-9-5-7-4-2-3-1.
No, three-digit numbers.
Is there a man I can talk to?
Sure. You want to talk to my supervisor?
What's his name?
His name is Stan.
Okay, go ahead. Put Stan the man on, please.
Okay, hold on.
Our fleet of American taxis has grown steadily to 750 sedans and
vans
serving Cook, Lake, DuPage, McHenry, Will, and Kane counties. Our cabs are constantly en route to and from O'Hare, Midway, and downtown Chicago. That's why we established low flat rates with every suburb. Constantly crisscrossing 200 Chicagoland suburbs, our large fleet is within minutes of your pickup address. Nine years, our customers have enjoyed the simple convenience of our automated reservation system. In fact, over 10,000 automated system orders are placed by our customers every week. To activate... was done correctly.
Hang on, everybody.
After that, you can take... Township-based program. Seniors can remain active and mobile by taking taxi rides to doctors, shopping, restaurants, or anywhere.
All right, this is obviously going to take too long, so I'm going to keep it on hold in the background. Turn the music down. I'll keep that on in the background, and I'll put it on as soon as someone comes back. But in the meantime, let me give out the homepage for the show. That's madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. KDKprankcalls.com is the homepage for PCU, and fartsteam.com is the new sister site. Madman is pointing out, yeah, there's a vibrator product company. What's the name of that place again? Am I having a huge orgy, he says. Good idea.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, you're on a conference call here. Hello?
Excuse me?
Hang on.
Hello? Yo, hello?
Yes, I can help, please.
Who the fuck, yo?
Hello?
Yo, this dude got pissed off at the cab, man. He threw his cell phone at me, yo.
I'm sorry?
Yo, this dude, I'm up here hollering at 90. Yo, this guy was fighting with the cab driver. He threw his cell phone. Yo, I picked it up.
Who else is on the phone with you?
No, this dude, yo. He just walked down the road, yo.
Sir, who else is on the phone? There's somebody said we was on a conference call.
Yeah, oh, the guy, he put the conference on. Yo, there's some dude back here with me here on the street.
Excuse?
Hey, hang on, let me put you back on conference, yo. Hang on.
Yeah, hey.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah, you there, man? Yo, speak up. I can't hear you, bitch.
Yo, you there?
How can I help you, sir?
Yo, man, this dude was fighting, yo.
Yo, some dude was just here. He was here in his taxi cab, yo, and he punched the window, and then the guy he sped off, yo, and then the guy
sir,
threw.
Give me one moment, please. One moment.
He threw the cell phone at me, yo. Yo, why he throw it at me?
Yo, he tried to hit me too, yo.
I don't know. Yo, this taking too long, man.
Hang up!
Yo, I'm gonna hang up, yo.
Take it too fucking long, goddamn it. That was horrible. That was all for naught. Damn it. A vibrator product company in Missouri. I didn't know they got freaky like that in Missouri, man. Who would have known? And there it is. Let's call that next. Hang on, folks.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
$0.30. Please enter the number you wish to call. You have 128 minutes.
Yeah, hi. But how many vibrators can you service at a time over there?
It depends. What type are you talking about?
We're trying to get some vibrator warranty repair. We got about 5 vibrators that need to be fixed here in like 2 hours, man.
There's nobody here that can fix them right now. I'm sorry about that.
You got anything for sale now, man?
We sure do.
Well, like, let me ask you, what time are you closing? Because we're in Missouri, but we're not in St. Louis. You guys are up there on, yeah, it's going to take us a while to get there, man. What time is it? It's like 5 o'clock, right?
Right, right.
Dude, we got, like, this party, like, in 2 hours, and we need these vibrators to, like, race them and stuff. But, like, they're not working, man.
Yeah. Well,
I'm saying, can I just come in there and, like, get, you know, I mean... What's the story? What's your largest one, man? I mean, what do you got, man? Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Well, yeah, you can. Do something. What do you answer the phone there for? Son of a bitch. What are you answering the phone there for? Why don't you say something? Yeah, I'm talking to you, vibrator bitch. Just say something back to me, you bitch. Come on. Well, I just want some cooperation from you, and you can't even play along with my thing, can you? Well, what good are you then? Huh? You know, you got a job, you can do whatever you want to do, sitting there on your ass selling vibrators, and I'm trying to talk to you, you can't even talk to me! And what you got so poor that's going on?
Sir?
Damn you.
once again, all for naught. I think that's a night. Not a night, but that's at least for now, that's going to be it. If Elian Gonzalez is in the book. I don't know that you could call Elian Gonzalez. Because fucking Elian Gonzalez is in Cuba. They even have phones over there. Hang on. We got a caller, everybody.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Is Carlito there?
Who?
Carlito.
No, no. Carlito not here. No? Hello?
Carlito, come on, man.
Who? Hello?
Carlito.
Who, Carlito?
Carlito.
Who's that?
Carlito, my lover.
Yeah, whatever. What's up, Dad? How you doing, man?
Hey, baby, what's up?
Not bad. Are you being dirty again tonight?
What?
Have you ever been to I-90 in Harlem Drive?
You know what?
What?
I don't take the highway.
Oh, you don't? Okay. All right. Well, do you drive?
I kind of avoid the highways because I don't really like the highways.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Hey, do you want to call Matt Salmon?
There's a lot of fucking crazy fucking people on highways.
Yeah, I know. A lot of Mexicans, too. Yeah, I got to get some food, man. What do you have for dinner tonight?
There's a lot of Mexicans over here that don't know how to drive and, you know, they don't have their licenses and shit.
Yeah, and they're Mexicans, too. You know what I mean? Anyway, hey, dude, what do you got for dinner going on tonight, man?
Baked potatoes.
Ah, it's nasty.
And fucking sloppy joes and shit.
Sloppy joes.
Nasty, what the fuck?
How are you going to mix...
Baked potatoes and nasty?
You don't mix baked potatoes and sloppy joes.
No. Baked potatoes are for dinner. Sloppy joes were for lunch.
Oh, wow.
And there's a like a 3-4 hour difference, so you know.
Okay, but you're not going to have anything else but a baked potato? You're not going to have any meat in that? No bacon bits or nothing?
I'm going to have garlic, and I'm going to have sour cream.
Man, where's my bottle opener?
Huh?
I'm trying to find my beer opener, and I can't find it.
Oh, yeah, I have some beer, too. I'm going to have a bottle of beer and shit.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm trying to open my beer. Hang on, let me see if I can do this
it's
thing on the desk.
It's 5 o'clock here.
Hang on, I'm going to try to open it on the desk. Hang on. Ow! How do you do that? You put it on the corner? Don't you slap your hand or something? How do you open your beers?
I do open them.
No, but I can't find it. Where the fuck it is? Oh, hey, there it
dude.
Is. It's on the floor. Okay, yeah, what, dude? What's up? You want to do
if
a call?
The bottle, if the cap isn't on tight,
yeah.
Then you could fucking put it, wrap it up in your shirt. And twist it up.
I got it. I found the bottle opener. It's okay.
Oh.
Hey, you want to call this cat? I'm about to go off. I'm going to come back around 9 o'clock to make fun of the president. You should try to fix your gizmo so you can join us so you can make fun of the president with us on Gizmo.
9 o'clock, huh?
9 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock your time.
Yummy,
right?
Carlito.
Yeah.
Yummy
indeed.
Carlito.
Yeah, do you want to call?
I'll fucking get on and be like, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't even want to hear the president talking because every time the fucking president talk, I get all pissed off.
Well, good. Well, I'll make fun of it. Don't worry. It'll be okay. Hey, look at this. We're going to do the last... I'm going to give you the last call of the show. And
okay.
If you want, it's going to be this dude named Matt Salmon, right? And he graduated from school just now, and he plays World of Warcraft and Battlefield 2, and he has zits, and he lives in Texas, and he drives a Civic.
Matt Salmon in Texas, okay.
Hang on, I'm sending it to you. Hang on. I'm sending it to you in AOL right now. You should have it.
Is the milkman there?
No, he's not. He's not. He's busy. He's going to try to be on with me at 9 o'clock. If I go on tonight at 9, he'll try to be there for me for the address before K-Bone show. We're going to warm up the crowd for K-Bone with me, Milkman, and anybody else making fun of the president. We'll even take callers during the presidential address.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, eh, bitch? Okay. You got the information
thank
over there?
You.
Did you get the information?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to call it right now. All right, everybody, the dad's taking the last call of the day. It's going to be some dude who has zits and drives a Civic and plays games all day and shit. So there it is. We'll be right back after this with the last call of the day in just one moment.
I'm going to fucking...
Yeah?
Make you put down.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to find out. Trying to see if I can, see if I can. We'll try him one more time. That'll be it. Hang on, let me see if I can find out where he's at. I'm trying to do a reverse search on his number real quick. Let's see if it comes up. No, it doesn't. But it's in Louisville, Texas, though. So,
okay.
I got you that at least. And I'll try to find out what school he went to. I'll send it to you in the AOL, okay? If I find out what the high school is there, so you can figure out where he goes, okay?
Yeah, he said he's a fucking loser, he's gonna be like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Well, good luck with that. Hang on.
Damn. There's a lot of bitches up in here tonight, boy. I'm about to get drunk. What a bar. Okay, okie dokie, obese. No more focus, hopos, got a career. And I like your brazier. And it's a party in here. And I'm ready to talk naughty. And Veronica's here. She erotic and it's hot, so I Heineken beer. Pull it to the side and invite her to cheers. Pull up a chair, nigga swear, no drama. Prepare for a player who working with a monster. I ain't got time to waste. Let's vacate the place, shed blinds and drapes. Grind to your face in the grimy state. Concentrate, you will find that you bound.
Hello?
Hello, Matt?
Yeah, this is Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Why did you hang up on me?
Because you're a douchebag.
Dude, what the fuck did I do to you? up with all the weed illegal games.
You used to hook me up with weed and illegal games?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You forgot?
Yeah, I think I forgot about that.
I wanted my fucking weed money.
So you sell pot, huh?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, so where do you live?
I live in Louisville.
You live in Louisville, and you sell pot? You do?
Yeah.
Oh, so how do you know me?
We went to school together.
Where?
I don't know where.
You don't know where?
No, all my brain cells are dead. Louisville Independent School. I just remember Louis Independent School.
Well, we don't, I don't live in Louisville, Tom.
Oh, you don't?
No. And you're not talking to Matt either. You're talking to his father. And I have your phone number, and I'll be more than happy to give it to the police department since you sell pot. If you ever call my house again, you little loser, I'm going to come to your house with the police. Is that clear?
Can you suck my cock for me?
I'd love to. You got that?
Hey, don't you talk to my son like that.
Sure, whatever.
Don't you talk to my son like that, you asshole. Yeah, you heard me. What are you going to do, big guy? Come on.
My son is a pussy. He can't defend for himself. He's going to call daddy. Daddy, you been calling me, man.
Are you done, sir? Obviously, your wife wears the pants in the family. We're done with you. Anyway, there.
He fucking called the cops and traced it.
Oh, okay, sure he is. Good luck with that. Halfway through that call, I dropped the phone on accident. So they missed the very super beginning of it, so that sucks. But hey, anyway, everything else went out. That was kind of a funny ending to that. And she said, well, thank you, the dad.
Now I'm going to have a nightmare of him tracing the call and shit.
Well, if it's going to trace to anybody, it's going to trace me, so don't worry about it. Okay. Oh, cool.
And
you're
in front, right? You're calling through a calling card, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's basically not traceable anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He's just going to trace it. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever, dude. I'm not scared. Anyway, I got to go, man. Take care, and hopefully we'll see you around 9 o'clock. All right, man?
Yeah, see you.
Peace. Bye.
That's the dead, everybody. The dead. Thank you for joining in, the dead. And nobody in the chat room says he has an advanced copy of the speech tonight, which would be awesome, so I can make some notes of stuff to do. But that's going to be it. We're going to call it a night. Well, I guess a night. It's 6:23 Eastern, and that's 3:23 p.m. on the West Coast. So we're going to call it an evening for now. We may or may not. Hopefully, I'm planning on coming back at 9 p.m. Eastern for the State of the Union Address. Hopefully, bring some comedy along with that. And we'll warm up the crowd for K-Bone, who will start his show around 10:15 tonight. It'll be his first night doing his live Tuesday night show. Other than that, you can catch KDK tomorrow night also at 10 p.m. Eastern for Psycho Babble. You can get our normal Madhouse show on Thursday night by 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Lego on Friday nights at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by Zolar and Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then KDK is also on Saturday nights for his show, The Lunatic Fringe, 10 p.m. Eastern Saturday nights. Sunday nights, Sean Ward is on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Tuesday, we'll be back here for more. So for the time being, we're going to call it a night. How about that? Thank you, everybody who listened. Thank you to everybody who submitted numbers and who called in. If I can remember, we had Pimp Slut. Thank you, Tuck. The Dead, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Turd Burglar, thank you very much. Hooked us up with a very good call earlier today. Moontar, thank you very much. Everybody in the chat room, everybody who was listening, and everybody who chills with us. Yeah, and no problem, Muntar. I'll check my email soon. Okay, we're going to call it quits for now. So thank you. We'll see you here again as soon as possible. Bye for now. Damn it.
Nothing ever works. Fuck it!
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me. Oh, I can't join the tweet, man. We're gonna straight beat your butt, Brady.
I'm gonna
Man, you gay, man. Pervert. You just don't know who you is, bro.
What the fuck is this? You fucking pervert. You know what I
did?
Yeah, he scammed me. Oh, no, I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on, relax. On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person right here, and that's fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not going to
leave. Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
We'll call the police then.
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. I live at.
I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh. Jive turkey ass motherfucker, where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who you speak to, son? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge, you guys? Pick somebody up over here to tax the app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking tax I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch. You and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger. How you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
Higher than that, man.
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking bitch of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
Call, boy. I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You have three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
I'll send you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is motherfucking white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck. What y'all niggas want, the life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your
name. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You out to Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have a delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple $100, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm cheating on you, okay? No problem. Okay, I'm gonna go. Please, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
some kind of license have where you where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean? Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
No, they ain't, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm. I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadHouseLive.com.
Hello, is this the House of Poon?
Yes.
Okay, you guys over there on Monroe, right?
Yep.
Okay, I need to get some food, please.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Oh, fine. Hello? Yes, I'd like to order off your lunch menu if that's still possible. Hello, sir. It's the House of Poon Chinese restaurant. Any second now.
Go ahead, sir.
And I'd like that with as little sauce as possible. Can you read that back to me?
I never got your order, sir.
I've been giving you this huge order for the last 3 minutes now. Well, you didn't copy it down?
No, I said, can you hold on 1 second, please? I got.
Oh, my God. I've been talking for like 3-4 minutes now. We have a church full of people. Okay, well, just whatever I say, just get that for me. Do you think it's enough to feed 32?
Huh?
Do you think it's enough to feed 32, my order?
I don't know your order at all, sir.
Okay, well, we're going to be in there soon. Do you have enough sitting room, or should we just take it for takeout?
How many people do you have?
Sir, I just gave you orders for 32 different people. It took me like 3 or 4 minutes to do that.
Hold on 1 second. I got a customer.
I heard you saying back okay. Who is this?
I work at House of Poon.
Let me take to the manager, please.
Hold on.
Jesus. I can't believe this. Unfucking believable. I sat there and gave them my order. Hello.
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm here. I have a party of 32, and I sat there and I gave that gentleman the order, and he said, go ahead. And I kept giving him the order, and he gave me a total along the way and everything. And I spoke for 4 minutes, and he didn't even write it down.
Hold on 1 second.
Does he speak English?
Hold on. I guess he was busy. I just got off for a minute. Go ahead. What would you like?
Well, I'm not going to repeat that order again. He's got it written down there somewhere. I don't know if he lost it, but I'm not about to speak for another 4 minutes and give you this other order. I mean, can you just make it happen, please? We just need a lot of rice and stuff. Hello?
I just, yes.
Okay. So what's the total? Can you give me the total, please?
Well, if you can repeat the order, I don't have the order here.
I already gave it to him, though. He has it. Ask him for the total.
He did not write it down. I'm sorry.
How did he not write it down? I gave it to him. Can you ask him, please?
Hold on.
Can you just have a meeting there on the floor with all the employees and figure out what happened? Thank you. One thing's done right, folks. Always ask for a manager before you get your food, because you know they're not going to do anything to your food.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, I really hope that you don't take this to heart and you're going to do something to my food before I eat it.
No. He did not write it down.
Did
so,
he do something to the food? Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. This one time I was watching 2020, and they got mad at this person because they called back to change the order. and they took the mop and they wrung it out on top of the rice. And then they gave it to him like that, and he got sick, and he got flesh-eating bacteria, and he lost his leg.
Well, we've been here 19 years, you know. So.
But nothing like that happened there?
No.
Do you wash your hands after you go pee-pee caca?
You know what? I don't know why you're getting to that, so...
Well, no, I need to know. When the person who make the food there, when he goes to the bathroom to use, go number one or number two, especially number two, do they wash their hands?
Yes, there is a sign they are supposed to do that.
But do they do it? Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you have random checks?
You know what? I don't know why you're getting into that. If you want to give me the order, fine. If you don't, that's okay.
Well, these children are really these are elderly people. They're like children,
okay. And
they have very sensitive systems. Excuse me, I'm hungry. They have very sensitive systems. So if you can assure me that it's sanitary there, everything's clean, and that, you know, the chefs are washing their hands after they go to the bathroom or they masturbate.
We won't be around for so long, okay?
So you're definitely a reputable place, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your lunch special? What's your lunch special right now?
The lunch special? We don't have any lunch specials right now.
Of course you do. It's not night yet. It's 6:30.
Lunch ends at 3:00. I don't know if you call 6:30 at lunch.
But these people, they don't wake up until like, you know, till 12 p.m.
Where do they live? California?
No.
The hours different?
Well, we're here in Rochester on vacation. We were bringing them all the way up through Manhattan, and they're accustomed to, you know. So
in New York. We're not in Manhattan. So.
Well, I think it's only...
you're calling the wrong place. So.
No, listen. We're in Rochester for the night. We're going to New York tomorrow, to Manhattan tomorrow on the bus.
Okay.
You see, but we're staying the night. It's already late. You know, it's their lunchtime, and they don't like to, you know, they like to play their bingo in the evening, afternoon. So they're done for the day. So tomorrow we'll make it to Manhattan in the morning. But for now... it's time for lunch, so I think it's fair enough as a reputable place for 19 years, and you can recommend it to me by the mayor of Rochester. So, I don't know if he eats there or what, but he said this is the place, and he said that you guys would take care of it, so there it is.
Well, I don't know the mayor of Rochester, so sorry.
Do you even know who the mayor of Rochester is? I mean, seriously, I mean, are you even a citizen of Rochester?
You know what? I don't know where you're getting at it. If you want to order, just give an order. If not, that's okay.
Okay. So. Well, what is? You have no lunch special at all. So I see that you're racist about the age. You're ageist, right?
You know what? If you want to sue me, that's fine. Do whatever you want. So.
Okay. Well, take the order. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
I need 32 orders of of white fried rice.
Okay.
White fried rice.
White rice.
White fried rice.
Okay. Either white rice or fried rice. So.
I have here white fried rice. Like you would fry the rice, but white. No color.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? Because they can't have the color, but they can sure have the fry.
Okay.
Okay. Is that possible? Can we do that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. We need 6 orders of soft-boiled egg rolls.
We don't have the soft-boiled egg rolls. All we have is fried, deep-fried.
Deep fry?
Uh-huh.
What kind of oil is that?
Soybean.
Do you know who Robert Duffy is, seriously?
No.
He's the mayor, and he said we could call here.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Well, you're going to have to answer to him.
Okay. Fine.
All right. So, how many egg rolls can you make?
How many would you like?
I don't know. We have the 32 of them, I guess.
32 of them. That's fine. But it's not boiled. It's gonna be deep fried.
Can you just boil them for these people? They can't really, you know.
No. Hold on one sec. Right.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
So yeah, that should be the whole order there. Can you read that back to me, please?
So 32 of the steamed fried rice and 6 Egg rolls?
I want to make sure that's steamed fried. You're going to steam the rice first, and then it's going to be fried.
Right.
And olive oil?
Do you want anything in there? You want vegetables? You want pork or just...
No.
Just the vegetables.
Just... No vegetables. No.
Just the steam rice?
I don't want vegetables.
Okay. And 6 egg rolls, did you say?
Yeah. Sounds good.
6 egg rolls, okay.
Yeah, how are your buns? Do you have buns there?
You know what? Let me give you a number to call. It's 424-4000.
How are your buns?
We have plenty.
Who's that?
We don't have... it's called a Shanghai. They have plenty there. So if you want to call 424-4000, they'll give you plenty.
Who is that? The Shanghai?
Very good. You even know the number by heart.
Who's Shanghai? What's that?
They have plenty of buns there, so...
They have plenty of sponsor? What are you saying? Can you put the lady who speaks English back on, please? Ma'am?